Title: Switch-ups without losing groove with resampling only beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live, how to make switch-ups that sound exciting without killing the groove, using resampling only, in arrangement view. And when I say resampling only, I mean we're not going back to redesign synth patches or rebuild drum racks from scratch. We're going to print audio from what you already have, then slice, rearrange, reverse, and process that audio like clay. This is one of the fastest ways to get that real DNB movement in an arrangement, especially as a beginner. The core idea for the entire lesson is simple. Keep the grid and your drum anchors consistent and only mess with the texture and transitions around them. Let's set up and build four switch-ups. 1. A 1-beat stutter fill. 2. A 1-bar jungle-style micro-edit using slices. 3. A reverse plus reverb swell into the next phrase. 4. A quick telephone crunch moment for 2 to 4 beats. And I'm going to keep reminding you of the golden DNB rule: switch-ups are spice, not a whole new meal. Short. On grid, phrase aware. Now, step 0, session setup. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Let's pick 174 so everything feels standard DNB roller pace. Make sure you have a basic groove in place. You can keep it simple. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and hats or shuffles giving you that constant forward roll. Also, for this lesson, stay in arrangement view. The whole point is building a section that feels arranged, not just looped. Step 1. Build a groove anchor. This is the part you protect. If there's one thing that makes switch-ups feel like mistakes, it's when your anchor disappears or shifts in time. So pick a no-go rule before you edit. This is a coach move that saves you every time. Roll A is the easiest. The snare backbeats never move. Perfect for rollers. Roll B. Your hat pulse never disappears for more than half a bar, so the track keeps driving. Roll C. The kick can change, but the barline impact stays. That's more jump-up friendly. For beginners, choose ruler right now. Snare stays locked. Pyramid. Next, group your drums so you can process them as one. Select your drum tracks, group them, and name it Drums Bus. On the Drums Bus, use a simple stock chain so your resample has a solid character. Put EQ8, high pass around 25 to 38 Z. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. Add glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto and just kiss it 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then a saturator on soft clip, drive 1 to 3 dB. Subtle. You just want it to feel printed and consistent. Cool. Now step 2. Make a dedicated resample track. Create a new audio track and name it resample. This becomes your print recorder. In audio from, choose either resampling, which captures your master output, or choose your drums bus for cleaner drums only prints. For beginners, start with drums bus. It's easier to control, and you won't accidentally bake in a heavy limiter pumping from the master. Set monitoring to off. That's important. Off prevents weird feedback loops. Arm the track, so it's ready to record. Quick teacher note. Later, full mix resampling is amazing for DJ style edits, but it's also easier to get messy when you're learning. So we'll learn that later. Step 3. Print a clean 8-bar loop. Loop 8 bars of your main groove. And here's a pro move. Give yourself handles. Instead of recording exactly 8 bars, record an extra bar before and after if you can. Those extra tails make reverse swells, reverb captures, and clean edits way easier. Now record into the resample track. When you're done, select that recording and consolidate it so it becomes one clean clip. Name it something like Drums 8-bar Print 174. At this point, you've just leveled up, because now you can do wild edits without touching your original MIDI or drum programming. Now we start switch-ups. Switch-up number 1. The 1-beat stutter fill. This is the safest, most effective hype tool. It's like punctuation at the end of a phrase. Find the end of bar 8 or bar 4 if you want it more frequent. Target the last beat, usually where there's a snare and hat's energy. Highlight 1 beat of audio. You can even try half a beat later, but start with 1 beat. Copy it and paste it right after itself 2 to 4 times so it repeats rapidly. Now tighten it. Enable warp on that clip. Use Beats Warp mode. Set Preserve to 1/16th or 1/8th so it stays crisp. Make sure transients are behaving. Then, do tiny fades on the clip edges, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. And here's the mindset. Fades are not band-aids. They're like crossfades. A tiny fade out on what's leaving, tiny fade in on what's arriving. If it still clicks, you probably cut through a transient peak. Nudge the cut a few milliseconds earlier, then fade again. Place that stutter right at the end of your 8-bar phrase. Listen, Does the groove keep driving, but the ending feels hyped? That's the target. Switch up number 2. The One Bar Jungle Micro Edit. Slice and reorder. This gives you that classic chopped break energy, while still sounding like it belongs, because it literally comes from your own loop. Take one full bar of your printed drums again. Bar 8 is a great candidate. Right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Use a built-in slicing preset, or none if you want it raw and clean. Ableton will generate a drum rack full of slices. Now create a one-bar MIDI clip. The beginner win here is simple. Keep the snare hits landing on beats 2 and 4. That's your anchor. You can go wild around it, but those backbeats must still read clearly. So find the slice that has the snare and place it on beat 2 and beat 4. Then fill the spaces with small 1/16th slice hits, hats, ghosts, little bits of room, whatever you've got. Why this works? You're rearranging the same groove DNA, so it sounds fresh, but not like a different drum kit appeared out of nowhere. Quick coaching tip. Edit with beats, not vibes. After you do the micro edit, check 3 zoom levels. At the one bar view, are the main hits where they should be? At the 1/16th view, did any transient end up early or late by accident? And at the full phrase view, does this announce the end of a section, or is it just random distraction? Okay, switch up number 3. Reverse plus reverb swell into the next phrase. This is a high-impact transition without needing new sounds. Grab a snare hit or a crash from your resampled audio. Consolidate that selection so it becomes its own clean clip that makes reversing neat. Then hit reverse in the clip view. Now add reverb after it. Decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Set dry slash wet somewhere like 15 to 30% if it's sitting in the mix, or if you want a pure swell, you can go 100% wet, print it, and blend the printed audio quietly. And this is important. Resample the reverse plus reverb result so it's locked to audio. Print it. Commit it. Now it's reliable. Place it in the last half bar before the new phrase or drop. And here's the groove saving trick. Keep your hat pulse or some consistent top loop going underneath. The listener gets the excitement of the swell, but their body still feels the forward motion. Switch up number 4. The telephone or crunch breakdown moment. This is that classic everything suddenly sounds small and destroyed, then it slams back full range. Duplicate 2 beats of your drum resample. Or if you're feeling confident, do it with a full mix resample for that big DJ edit vibe. Now process it with a simple chain. EQ8 first. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 6 kHz. That gives you the telephone bandwidth. Optionally, a tiny boost around 1 to 2 kHz for byte. Then saturator. Drive 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Redux slightly. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 3. We're not trying to destroy it into noise, just rough it up. Optionally add auto filter in bandpass with a subtle LFO at 1/8 or 1/4 to give it movement. Now print that processed moment by recording it through the resample track again, and replace the original 2 beats with the crushed version. Groove safety reminder. Do not shift the transient placement. Especially keep the snare timing intact. If the snare lands late because of an edit, the whole thing feels like it tripped. Now that you have 4 switch-up types, let's arrange them like an actual DNB producer. DNB breathes in 8 or 16 bar phrases, so use switch-ups to announce phrase boundaries. Here's a clean starter structure you can copy. Bars 1 to 8. Main groove. Last beat of bar 8. Stutter fill. Bars 9 to 16. Main groove with a little varination. Bar 16. The one bar jungle micro edit. Somewhere like bar 24. The telephone crunch for 2 beats, then back to full. Bar 32, reverse swell into the next section. And here's another coach rule, less often, more predictable, especially as a beginner. Pick one predictable spot, like the last beat of every 8 bars, and do your main switch up there. Then add one surprise per 32 bars, that keeps the dance floor locked and keeps attention. Now, as you work, do an A and B loudness check, because distortion and resampling usually gets louder, and louder sounds better even when it isn't. So if your crushed edit feels amazing, pull its clip gain down 2 to 6 dB and compare again. If it still feels better quieter, it's truly better. Also consider making a little switch-up library track. Every time you print a cool one beat or one bar edit, drag it there. Color code it if you want. Later, you can audition edits like building blocks without rebuilding anything. Now, step 9. Commit your switch-up lane. Once you've got a sequence you like, resample that whole 16 bars into a new clip named something like Switch-Ups Print 16 Bars. This is your Lego brick. You can copy and paste it, rearrange quickly, and your switch up stay consistent. Before we wrap, common mistakes and quick fixes. Mistake 1. Moving transients off grid. Fix: warp in beats mode. Zoom in and make sure snares are exactly on 2 and 4. Mistake 2. Over-editing the snare. Fix: let the snare be the anchor. If you chop it, replace it with a slice that hits at the same time, with a clear transient. Mistake 3. Switch ups are too long. Fix: most should be one beat to one bar. If you go longer, keep a hat pulse or a quiet top loop underneath so energy doesn't drop. Mistake 4. Clicks at edit points. Fix: tiny fades, and if it still clicks, move your cut away from the transient peak by a few milliseconds. Mistake 5. Resampling the master with limiter pumping. Fix: resample the drums bus instead, or temporarily lighten master processing while printing. Let's do a quick mini practice plan, about 15 to 20 minutes. Make an 8-bar drum loop. Resample 8 bars of drums only. Make 3 switch-ups using only that resample: a 1-beat stutter at bar 8, a 1-bar slice reorder at bar 16, and a reverse swell into bar 17. Arrange across 32 bars with a switch-up every 8 bars. Then export a quick WAV and listen away from the screen. Low volume. Ask: does the groove feel continuous? Do the switch-ups feel like hype or like mistakes? If something feels wrong, diagnose it with one word: timing, tone, or overlength. Fix only that one thing. And if you want a homework challenge, build a 48-bar drum arrangement evolving only with resampling. Bars 1 to 16, no switch-ups. Bars 17 to 32, exactly 2 switch-ups, 1 beat and 1 bar. Bars 33 to 48, add a 2-beat transition, either reverse swell or telephone crunch. Keep your snare backbeats readable. Print the final 48 bars to one audio file. This audio version is shortened for playback.